The islands are home to smaller and less dangerous black bears. In the last few decades, residents have reported sightings of the larger and more dangerous brown bears. Those bears are able to walk and swim from the mainland to these islands. Max Warhatch of Petersburg proposed the fall hunt.
I feel like the bear population has been growing. And I mean, in our lifetimes, it has. When I was a kid, there was no brown bear on this island. They were never seen. Nobody saw them. It appears now that probably due to the lack of hunting pressure on brown bear, that they're starting to move over from 1B. It's been going on for a number of years. We're seeing more and more on the island. People are picking them up on game cameras.
Warhatch asked for a fall season for Game Management Unit 3, similar to that of the mainland, Unit 1B. He said he'd like to take a brown bear while moose or deer hunting in the fall, and said the hope was to keep brown bears from increasing their numbers on this island. Petersburg hunter and former hunting guide Paul Lutomsky told the board he's seen multiple bears on the island and believes there's a healthy population here.
A lot of these bears that are being seen by others are in areas that are heavily recreated, and I think it's only a matter of time before there's an instance with a bear and a person.
The board voted down similar proposals from advisory committees in Petersburg and Wrangell in 2015. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game at the time opposed that hunt over concerns with the number of sows that would be shot and impacts to the bear population. The department's Sitka Area Management Biologist Steve Bethune raised a similar question during this month's deliberations.
The fall season, as I've mentioned, will coincide with other hunts, so there's likely some increased incidental take. And again, I guess the question the board needs to discuss is, do we have conservation concerns? Do we want to manage this for sustainability, or do we want to limit expansion of this brown bear herd or brown bear population into Unit 3?
There's already a spring hunting season. Five bears have been shot in that hunt since it opened in 2005. Population on the Unit 3 islands is unknown, but Fish and Game believes it's low. There also have been two killed in self-defense and two illegal bear kills during that time. Board Chair Ted Spraker of Soldotna outlined the proposal from his perspective.
What we heard from the public, it wasn't that they were interested in expanding this population, and they wanted to slow down the increase of bears. So, you know, usually we base everything on science. This is probably more of a question of use by the public and where the public wants to go with this one. Because, again, the science really doesn't support an increase, at least not in my mind.
Board members were generally supportive of adding a fall season, but disagreed on allowing a hunter to kill a bear every year as proposed. Here's Larry Van Dale of Kodiak.
The one bear per year, I do not think, would really slow down the expansion or delay the establishment of bears on Mitkoff Island, for instance. I think you'd probably take maybe, you know, an extra bear every 10 years or something like that. This is not biology, but this is just kind of guessing. Having the expanded season, however, including the fall season, I think you'd get quite a bit of harvest out of that. So that would be my preference, would be to start off by expanding the season now and not consider the expansion of the bag limit at this point in time.
The board initially voted down that amendment, but later reconsidered and decided to allow a hunter one bear every 4 years, similar to the bag limits in other parts of Southeast. The fall season will be open in Game Management Unit 3, namely Mitkoff, Wrangell, Zarembo, Kuprinoff, and Kuyu Islands. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Viknicki.